So it's easy fun. In other words, Rashiva didn't, you know, was not so, felt like learning Rambams is too easy. Basically, it's too easy because you can say whatever you want. So it's just fun. Here it's not as easy because we're working inside the Magen Mishnah and the Kesef Mishnah, but it's still, you don't have to go through in the Gemara. You don't have to go, you can say the Rambam doesn't paskin like that Gemara. We don't know which Gemara Rambam paskin's like. We don't have to go through the, the Lashinus, the Havin, the Maskana, the movement, the Machaya. So today's a fun day. So we have a steer in the Rambam, which already the Rambam Magid has. What's the stira? That the Rambam in Perek Yud is bothered by the same kasha the Gemara has. He's asking the same Gemara. He's giving the answer to the Gemara. That how do you have a mu'ed to kill a person? Once you kill one person, you kill the behema. Hello, Yosef. You're in the screen. You're the main person. So once you kill one person, you kill the behema. So how can you ever have a mu'ed to kill a person? So you give a few answers. Or he killed Shloshi Yisrael Treifa. Or Shahara Gubarach. Then, so just on the whole way the Rambam is written, it's trained. And then he does the chain. Like, why does he break up his answers in two parts? Like, instead of giving five answers, he breaks it up. First, he says, first three answers, that you killed Goyim or Treifa or Barach. And then he says, the Cain. Im seeking shloshim le adam keachon, oh harak shloshim behemas. Oh harei zemur ariga, ubaida mishamis akayfer. I'm not sure. Harei zemur ariga, ubaida mishamis akayfer. Does that go back only on the last two, or it goes back on all five? I would assume. No, I don't know. What do you people say? Who put the two dots in the Rambam? I don't know. Anyway, so the Rambam, the language is a little funny. Why he breaks it up in...
It's a little bit ridiculous.
So the Rambam brings the answer. His last answer of the kashas.
Tell her to provide a straw. Come on.
So that means that he holds you're a mu'ed to kill a behema, you're a mu'ed to kill a person. There's in the Rambam.
I mean, it might be helpful for someone to mute their microphone because there's a lot of background noise.
Okay, yeah, thank you.
Hey, Rebbe, which version of the Rambam does Rebbe hold as the authoritative one?
I don't know. Whatever, they're all good. They're all good. But I'm using the Shapsi Frankel, so. But the Maisa, so in the Rabbi in Berak Yud, he says, how do you have a case of Mu'ada Adam, of being Mu'ada Adam, you killed three behemoths. That means you hold that Mu'ada Behema, having Mu'ada Adam. And the Rabbi in Berak Vav says, Mu'ada Mino, Berak Vav Halacha Ches, Mu'ada Mino, Eina Mu'ada, Eina Mu'ada Mino. Mu'ed Adam ain't a Mu'ed Behema. So he doesn't discuss the converse, Mu'ed Behema to Mu'ed Adam, but the Chayre is a Kaaba Chaymer. And Adam, in Mu'ed Adam, which is Islay Mazel, is ain't a Mu'ed to a Behema. And the whole reason is because the animal maybe only dislikes Adam, he doesn't dislike Behemoths. And we only have, and that's Mu'ed Amino, ain't a Mu'ed Aino Mino. So for sure, Mu'ed Behema should be Aina Mu'ed Adam, right? So So that's the Rambam Agnes Kasha, basically. That the Rambam is Sizer himself. Besides the fact that there's our Gemara on Daf Beis that says Beferish, Mu'ed Behema Lavi Mu'ed Adam, which is also Shvir. That's, I think, the Lacha Mishnah's question. What does he do with our Gemara? But the Rambam Mishnah doesn't mention our Gemara, at least Beferish. He just mentions the other Rambam. I'm not sure. Kama Mekaimis, maybe he is referring to Daf Beis. He's just saying the Gemara is in Kama Mekaimis, and there's a steer in the Rambam. Right? So what do? We have a steer in the Rambam. So I guess the first thing we should do is we should look at what the people say. So the Kesef Mishnah brings a steer. Yeah, brings a Rabba Magid. And he answers the Kasha. Umash Hikshem Idibe Rabbeinu Perikvav. And I'm reading the Kesef Mishnah. We might Amra Papa Shorshu Mu'ed Amin Echol Eino Mu'ed Amin Acher. Lav Klumu. Lav Klumu is a very strong expression. What does Lav Klumu mean?
Nonsense.
Yes, in other words, the answer, it's not like he's saying a deichig answer. It's obvious. There's no question. So when you give the answer, you got to explain it. It has to be stark. Can't be some fluky svara. You make up some fluky svara, besides it's probably not right. I don't believe the Kesef Mishnah would have said Lav Klumu. What's his difference? To us and Mu'ed Ahazik. Over there, when did the Rambam say Mu'ed Behema? La Adam Lavi Mu'ed Behema. And surely Mu'ed Behema. Lavi Mu'ed Adam. That's if you're an Ahazik. Welcome to Mu'ed Aharog. It says, Shadikdik Rabbeinu Likla Vareza Mu'ed Ahariga. Okay. So the million-dollar question is, what in the world is this supposed to mean? Now, his answer is pretty simple, that the Rambam in Perek Vav was talking about mazik. You were mazik in an animal. You were mazik an animal three times, and then you're mazik an adam. So mu'ed, to be mazik a behema, is not mu'ed, to be mazik an adam. Vice versa, you are masik and adam three times. Mu'ed to be masik and adam is not a mu'ed to be masik and behema. Mu'ed amino is not a mu'ed ain amino. But the Rambam in Perek Yud is talking about not that you were masik three times, but you killed three times. And if you killed three times, you killed an adam three times. Sorry, not you killed a behema three times, then you are a mu'ed to an Adam, if you kill the Adam. So the million-dollar Shaila, why in the world should that make a difference? Right? Why in the world? But with the logic, L'chaira, on Daf, in Perek Vav, that Mu'ed Amino, Eino Mu'ed Eino Amino, is because we say that just because the animal gored is Mazik a Behema, doesn't prove it would be Mazik an Adam. Because maybe the animal has its preferences. Only a behemoth gets on his nerves, not an adam. So the same way it's not an animal has preferences who it gore is mazik, the herd also has preferences who it kills. Okay, so what do you people say? Open the floor.
Maybe a murderous animal doesn't have such preferences.
Why should it be? A murderous animal, Hashib Shad, a murderous animal and a mazik animal are the exact same thing. I don't know whether Shad is an animal that's mazik and doesn't murder. Shad is that the animal tells himself, I want to misbehave a little bit and be mazik, but I want to be careful. I don't want to kill the guy. I only want to be mazik this much and not more.
So maybe the criteria.
What I assume is that the animal is just not strong enough to kill. To kill, you have to have a certain amount of strength, energy. You have to really give a gaval de gazettes. And the animal doesn't hit that hard. It's not because the animal doesn't want to kill. I don't think the animal is yours.
No, the animal has to defend its territory, so it chases off. So it's had to even chase off. Like, the animal perceives to be, like, infringing on its turf. So it chases the animal off, so it's also happy. It accomplished for it, like, defending its own knuckle. Or defending, you know, whatever, you know, Bashankir, if it's Badafka keeps killing repeatedly, so then it's not like a public territorial, just non-murderous. So like,
okay, if you like that, so you're saying, again, let me hear that, what if an animal that just mazik, so he's on, because this particular animal gets on his nerves. An animal that kills. So that's not because you wouldn't say he kills because this particular animal gets on his nerves. Why not? Maybe this particular animal he doesn't like. That's why he kills it.
Yeah, I wouldn't say we call it getting on his nerves. I see, like, the animals, like, they can be like territorial in nature. They could, like, perceive a certain animal as like a threat to its territory, a threat to something it feels like it has. So that if it's just territorial, it's happy to chase off the other animal. Chase off, be happy. It doesn't need to kill it to make a point. But I think if it was given out,
why is it mu'ed a behema, not mu'ed adam in that case?
If it's just
fine, is he can mu'ed a behema, lo avi mu'ed adam. By misa mu'ed a behema, mu'ed adam. What's the difference?
We put more obligations on the Baal to be careful about misa because we're more cautious about that.
So therefore, what?
If he's mu'ed for a behemoth, he's going to be mu'ed for Adam because he has to watch, make sure he doesn't kill a person.
So you're saying that it's not pshat that the probability is greater, right? That's what you're saying. That's what you're doing. Aaron was saying that the probability that you're going to go to an Adam is higher when you do killing than when you do mazik. You're saying no. That's doesn't make sense. The probability remains the same. If you move it, there's a 75% chance that if you move it a behema, you're going to hit an Adam. Bane by Nizik and bane by Misa. Except that by Misa, the Torah has a higher standard. The Torah says you got to be more careful. Misa is a worse thing. So you have a 75% chance that you're moved for an Adam. So we have to get you to watch more. 75% that you're moved for an Azikin, we don't have to get you to watch. Right? That's what you're saying. That sounds not bad. I have to think why I don't like it. Because if I like it, then I have no share. So let me try and say it again. Maybe while I say it again, I'll think of why I don't like it. But maybe it is good, but we'll see. If you want to say it like this, he wants to say that in physical metzias, there's no difference. But mu'ed, the reason why we pass in mu'ed amino, eino mu'ed eino amino, is because there's a possibility. It's not definite. It's a possibility that maybe he only doesn't like his min, but a different min he doesn't have any problems with. So mu'ed amino, eino mu'ed eino amino, is because it's a suffix. It's not badai. It's not conclusive. It's not a conclusive proof. Not a conclusive proof. The reason why you're not mu'ed amino, eino mu'ed eino amino, is because we don't have a conclusive proof for a different min. It's a possibility that he might be a gore for a different min, but we don't have three conclusive proofs. In order to make you a mu'ed for an Ezekin, you have to have three conclusive proofs. However, by Misa, since Misa is more chamur, so even if you don't have three conclusive proofs, you have three possible proofs, the Torah wants you to be more careful. So therefore, you'd be a mu'ed even by mu'ed abeiva, creates a possibility that maybe he would be mu'ed adam, and that maybe he dislikes adams, and therefore you're obligated to watch. And if you don't watch, you're chayiv kofer. Okay, that's the pshat. You have an objection to the pshat?
No, I mean, I guess I would think that the idea is what's prudent shmira from Hezek and what's prudent shmira from Hariga. So as far as prudent shmira for a Hariga of a person, the fact that it's been found to be mu'ud for an animal three times raises to require shmira for Hariga. But as far as Hezek, that doesn't intuitively bring a person to be shomer from that.
You're saying, I think that's the same basic shot. Right. The problem what I would have with that is it's like is this a svara or is this just something? And as Chazal made this up, I mean the pasuk. You're right. There are two different parshas in the Torah. Torah doesn't, but the Torah in both places it's the same terminology of mu'ed. I mean, they're really the Gemara's use the same terminology. And the same thing, you have to do three times and then you become a mu'ed. So where did Chazal or where did the Rambam get this yesod from that they have different standards?
And probably like two plukim could have is a logical shnudinim, no?
What?
And obviously, like if there actually are two individual two plukim, then we're okay with saying like shnudinim.
Yeah, in other words, we are okay with saying shnudinim. There are two parshas in the Torah. The Torah discusses mu'ed twice. The Torah discusses mu'ed when it comes to hilkas nezikin, and the Torah discusses mu'ed when it comes to hilkas kofer. But the question is, like, how do we, where did we get that they have different standards? We just said that misvara. We have
again the obligation to be shomer stems from a person's intuitive sense of concern for that occurrence. So he has responsibility for that occurrence, and the intuitive concern is at a heightened level with relevance to killing another human being.
Okay. Maybe. I don't know. In other words, what you people would be saying, I just want to also just to clear it clear. In other words, if let's say you killed three behemoths, and then you killed a, like an Eved, Kanani. Eved Kanani might be a little different, but Eved Kanani that wasn't Megayer at all. So it's purely money. So the din would be Mu'ed Behema lo avi Mu'ed Adam, because that's Nezikin. In other words, when the Rambam Paskin, just saying, in other words, what they're trying to say, the different way to iron, in other words, when the Rambam said, when the Kesav Mishnah says that the din Adam and Behema, Nezikin and Misa, it doesn't mean that it's Luyasur than the Misa of an Adam would also be Nezikin, then have the same thing as being Mazik of Behema. Because the difference is between Hilchus Mazik and Hilchus Kofer. Kofer has a different standard. Because Kofer, so what you're saying is because it's some kind of Svara. That we on our own we figure that out because Mistama the Torah wants you to be more machmer.
Yeah, it's not because the Torah wants it's based on the intuition of the human being. A human being intuitively has greater concern for the death of a yid or a
man. How do we know?
Well, but there may be
you know that because
svara.
We understand human psychology.
There's a different svara here.
You're chayiv kofer. Torah is mechayiv kofer. Kofer is the way we understand is because really you almost are chayiv misa. And now as a way of repatriating yourself from misa, you pay kofer. Machloik is to make nizik or to make mazik. But it's like you were such a terrible person, you're chayav misa. Now, how do you know? The Torah says that when are you chayav kofer? If your animal killed three times and then you were reckless and you didn't watch it, then you're chayav kofer. So I just don't know.
Again, you're chayav kofer for being poshea on that which you are concerned about.
Yeah, but
that's
what it's different reason. I can give you a different reason why you're chayav. Not pshia. Just a speculation.
Pshia and little pshia. So where would Chazal know without any mikor that here the pshia a mu'ad abeima is enough to make you mu'ad adam?
Again, something's beheska shimur. It's something beheska shimur. That's not a pshia at all. It's onis. Again, anytime you're not considered obligated to be shomer your animal, you're not being shomer an onis on the fact that it was huzak.
No, but you could say from here, right from our Gemara, he gets it. If you say that Nigach is worse than Nagov, you're saying that a behemoth, when it goes to kill, is more vicious in it. He's imbibed more vicious and he's gonna strike the guy harder. So even by Nizik, all right, there's some vicious. So then I could hear, okay, it's not so bad. But once it says really at Al-Nalt Mazik, so he could kill a man afterwards too. Once you get past a certain point, makes no difference who you hit. You okay, got the reason, I got to kill now.
A completely different shot. You're going back to
it. It fits in with the Gemara.
It doesn't because the Gemara only said that by Adam because it's like Mazo.
That's the second shot also. But in both Pshatim and Rashi, Rashi's saying that when he hits a man, he does it stronger, it's harder. When he kills a behemoth, it's like going after a man. There's an easy way of killing a behemoth, which is Nagifa. But if you go and kill him, that behemoth, you're showing that you're not just trying to wound him. You're out for blood. Once a behemoth is out for blood, it's not going to stop at anything. Will get blood, even a man.
I don't know that we don't. The Gemara only. I don't know that's so. That's a completely different shot. That if the animal kills, he has to push harder. And you're saying that means the animal's thinking. I mean, it's like the animal thinking. I don't just want to do a hezek. I really want to do major damage. And if the animal is such a wild animal that he wants to kill, then he's not going to distinguish. An animal that just does a little hezek. So there's a reason why he does a little hezek, because you got on my nerves. I don't know.
Rashi says he's not going to go after a man. That's much more. But once you see he's really going to attack.
He didn't go after a man. He went after a behemoth here.
No, but the way of going after behemoth, Rashi says, is he's not going to be so vicious when he goes after the behemoth. Rashi's saying. It's not so the shtach that he gives a behemoth is not like so deep, as like he'll kill
that. Who said the animal dies in that too? Could be. Doesn't mean he doesn't.
Everything is shayach, but you see, it's talk of more.
Okay. All right. So you have two pshatim. Okay. That's it. So we have two. So we even have an afkamina halacha between the pshatim. Let me just get review. Let's get review the two pshatim. But one pshat is that it's a din in mitzias, that when an animal kills, it shows that he's more vicious. And a vicious animal doesn't distinguish between different meaning. Once you get to a point of, it's supposed to be some kind of musa shmuz. And once you become a vicious animal, then if you're vicious for one, you'll be vicious for everything. But if you're not so vicious, so then it could be that you only have certain things that make you get on your nerves. Okay, I have a little trouble hearing, but okay. And the other shot is that really it's the same. There's no difference in killing and being mazik. The difference is that we have a lower standard of making a mu'ed for misa because the Torah obligates you to be more careful. Okay. And what did you want to say?
It wouldn't have to be Hariga. Why would it have to be Hariga the first three times? And the Katapitcha is more than Hariga. What's that?
In the second shot?
Yeah.
No, you need that he's a mu'ed for Hariga, Stan, because otherwise, even if he was a mu'ed three times for a person, you wouldn't know. And if he just massacred a person three times, you're not a mu'ed for, because you have to show that the animal has the strength or desire to kill. So you need Hariga. You always need, otherwise, he wouldn't be mu'ed for Hariga. There are two set push-up shots. There are two separate questions on the floor that we're not sure about. Does the animal have which type of thing does the animal want to be mazik? And does it have, how much hezek does it do? So we need Hariga to show that he has the strength or the personality that he wants to kill. We need Mu'ed Adam to show that he wants Mu'ed Amino, at least on that Perek Vav, to show that he wants this, that this type of animal gets on his nerves. Okay, I'm sorry, Yoni, I cut you off.
Again, I was just trying to clarify the Rebbe's issue. It sounds like Rebbe's issue is with the Sfara, just structurally the question is with the Sfara. Is that just like it just feels better to have a Makor, or like Rebbe doesn't like the Sfara?
You're talking about which one?
Rebbe was just saying like it sounds weird to say from a Sfara.
Yeah, especially the Kesef Mishnah says like, you know, that it's Eino Klum, Lav Klum, and you know, like where would they get such a chiddik from? The pashtus is they're two dinim, they're the same.
The Rambam himself says like you mu'ed lahariga.
What?
Like, you know, Rambam by chiddik says you mu'ed lahariga, not for like minim. He does mu'ed lahariga, and by minim, and by hezek says you mu'ed for this min or that. It's a bar in the Kesef Mishnah is bar, he has both found it in the Rambam himself, no? Whatever Pshan Rambam is, he's pointing out that the Rambam cheated his Mishana, what are you mood for? He says, no, there's such a thing as you're mood for Hezek. There's such a thing as being mood for killing.
Okay, I hear. So we got two Pazim Pshan. Any other Pazim Pshan then? Okay. Before we get to another problem, if not for the Kesef Mishnah, there's another positive shot, which is maybe even the easiest shot, is that in order for the animal to be a mu'ed, you need to prove two things. You have to show that he dislikes this min, and you have to show that he wants to kill. So the whole kasha was, so the Gemara and the Rambam and Perek Vav says, if you want to prove the min, mu'ed amino, ain't a mu'ed ain't amino. The Rambam and Perek Yud is asking a kasha, how do you have a case that, you know, let's say he was mavic three people, but maybe you don't know about Misa. Edomai killed, once he kills one time, we kill the animal. So you never have a case of
Three times.
So he answered, he was mazik. He killed three behemoths.
Same kind or different kinds?
Let's say it doesn't split. So it doesn't say a chedek. It doesn't sound like it makes a difference. But pashtus, he doesn't distinguish. But you could make an okimta. I mean, the Kesef Mishnah doesn't say this, that he means this is after he already was mazik three people. In other words, there's maybe a very simple way of explaining the Rambam, that of course the Rambam, this Rambam's not arguing with the Rambam in Perek Vav. Mu'ed amino, ain't a mu'ed, ain't a mino. So of course, if you want to be a mu'ed for an Adam, you have to be masik an Adam three times. So the case in Perek Yud is that he was masik an Adam three times. He went ahead and he gored three Adams, and he didn't kill them. He just was mazik of them three times. Now we know this animal has it out for Adam. Now you have a question. Yeah, but maybe he doesn't have the strength or the personality to kill. Parrot says he also killed three times.
No, it doesn't say it.
No, he killed the baby.
The Rambam says what he wants. You can't say that in the Rambam.
Hareza Mu'ad Hariga. We just want to get into Mu'ad Hariga.
You can't put it akimta in the Rambam. It's not the way the Rambam writes. It's not a Mishnah. Rambam spells out clearly what he means.
Okay. I agree with you, but I think that when people say this, that you could be able to make, you know, I can't make it a kimta in the Rambam. That's a chavula yavar. Especially, it's not like in Okimta. This is a shot as it was self-understood. The Rambam already said, mu'ed amino, eno mu'ed eno mino. So the Rambam relies on the fact that he said in the earlier Rambam, mu'ed amino, eno mu'ed eno mino. So he already said it. So obviously, if you want to be a mu'ed for Adam, you have to be mazik at Adam three times. Here, he just wants to know, how do you get a mu'ed hariga? Right, we're being medayek also in the Rambam's lashon. Here, the whole question is, okay, we know he's a mu'ed adam. He was mazik in adam three times. But how do we get mu'ed hariga? There it says, you get mu'ed hariga if you went ahead and you actually can, you kill three behemoths. You kill three behemoths, you're mu'ed hariga.
Just to point out, according to that, then it would really come out that the Rambam might not hold that. We don't have to change the Girsa either, then, theoretically, in the Gemara. The Hainu, he kills three Goyim, and he is Mazik Yisrael three times, and you'd be good to go also, potentially.
Three Goyim. So, wait, so that is changing the Girsa in the Gemara.
I know he kills three goyim, but he was mazik a Yisrael three times also in order to.
Right, so that's changing the geras. Come on, that's.
Oh, I mean, it's not changing.
Oh, you mean that that it doesn't mean.
His akimta is not what the Gemara's akimta. It's the different.
Yeah. Oh.
Saying it's mu'ed lahariga on those things. He's not really saying whether it's Israel. He does not nachas to that issue.
Yeah.
Okay. Let me think about that. That's not what the Rambam. It's not the Rambam. It doesn't sound that way because he's giving different terutzim.
At the end of the day, though, according to this mahalach, he's never really weighing in on that issue.
As the Rambam, according to this mahalach, the Rambam would be paskening mu'ed adam mehema lo avi mu'ed adam. The Rambam would be passing like the Gemara on that phase. Mu'ed mehema lo avi mu'ed adam, like he said which is the pash even and the case in the tenth parak is only when he actually gored three adams. But and the Rambam isn't being not mitness into that because that's self understood. Obviously, if you want to be a mu'ed adam, you got to gore three adams. That's self understood because he said that already in Perek Vav. You know, everybody Sibrel says the Rambam can't make it a kimta. It's not an okimta because he said it already. Mu'ed amino ain't a mu'ed ain't a mino. I don't have to repeat myself. But his only question is, but you need Misa. And for Misa, so how do we know? So Terah says he killed three behemoths. And that's what Rambam says. I raise a mu'ed hariga. And who says that you have to have, you know, this is an interesting question. Do you have to have the proofs in the same animal? In other words, you're using six animals. Instead of using the proof by three animals, you use the proof by six animals. Okay. Anyway, yeah, but that would be a third way to read the Rambam. The Rambam. What?
No, I'm just trying to think of another possibility. I don't know if we're
ready. Okay, I'm listening. There's another possibility. Yeah.
In Perek Vav, he's talking about Mu'ad Lamino, and he says, if it's Mu'ad Lamino, it's Enu Mu'ad Lashayno Mino. Okay? And he says, Mu'ad La'adam, Enu Mu'ad La'behema, The issue is not because it's an Adam, because the Maisa, it's an Enomino. It's a separate category. Shenken, over here, when he's talking about, when he says, Shaharak Shalosh Behemos, we're talking about three different kinds of animals. And if it's three different kinds of animals, that already gives me, you know, it's not Amino anymore. And now he'll be Muat for everything.
I mean, Lech Mishnah goes through that step, and he says the Rambam also paskins that if it attacks three different types of animals, it's only Muat for those three different types. It's not Muat for all animals.
It would be only for those three types?
I believe so. I believe
it's a little too long for me to carry the Lech Mishnah. And we're not going with the Kesef Mishnah. We might as well...
No, but the Rambam says you're only Muat for those three types that you killed.
Specifically. That's in Perek Vav there?
Yeah.
I see, but where is which Rambam? We might as well see it inside.
I gotta find it.
Okay, we'll take your word for it.
Adrabah, he says in Perek Vav, Halacha Tes, Nagach Shor Hayom, V'chomer L'machar, V'gomel B'yom Shlishi, Nasa Mu'ad L'kol. I would assume L'kol means to all animals.
The next line, though, the fika. Look at the next line.
The next line.
Where is all the animals that you gored? It's not a kasha.
I'm sorry. I thought you were reading from halacha ches. He says, you're right.
Halacha ches. One second.
Yeah, in halacha ches, the call means all the animals that you gored. Not all the animals in existence.
The Rambam in Halakha Ches, he says, Shor Shu Muad Lamino, Are Ina Muad Lamino.
In that case, if you're Muad to one kind, to your kind, yeah, and not to others, then if you gored your kind, you're going to pay Nezik Shalom? No, but on the contrary, in the beginning of Halakha Ches, it sounds like he's saying, yeah, if you gored three different animals, you're Muad Lakol.
No, but the call means to all these three animals, not to everything.
I don't think you have to say that. Definitely, we have a Tosfos who says differently.
The Tosfos arguing with the Rambam.
I don't see what you're saying in the Rambam. Like call could be to all animals.
Look at the Nagamishna on that halacha.
Okay,
so unless you're arguing with the Magen Mishnah. But the Magen Mishnah says that it only means the Minim Shenagah. Okay. All right. Let me try another pshat, too, as long as we're having. Anyone else have a different pshat? That's why the Rambam is fun. You can say whatever you want.
Just go back. Shamir was saying that, what was Shamir saying that the Girsa?
I don't know.
It's a mistake. No, it's a mistake.
I can't say it over. So I can't say. You have to ask Shamir privately. But so there's an interesting shot. So they said, I think there's a little bit, the Granat doesn't say this exactly, but it's sort of similar. Kofir is completely different than the Zikin. The Zikin is a monetary chiyuv. Kofir is for kapara. Right? Kofir is because you really should be chayu misa. Therefore, we give you kofir. Now, even if it's the main nizik, but pshat is that's how you get your kapara. You get your kapara by undoing the damage that you did. But it's a form of kapara. Tosfos, I think it's on Membeis, I'm not sure, or the Gemara me, says that there are nafkaminas between nizikin and kofir. Two nafkaminas. One nafkamina would be that by nizikin, if the person dies, the kids have to pay. Because Sammy owes the money. By kofir, if the person dies, the kids don't have to pay because it's only for his kapara. It's not that he doesn't really owe the money. He needs to have kapara. There's another nafkamina is that if the person decides to be meichel, if the mazik decides to be meichel, they said if it's kofir, he can't be meichel because we want the kapara. If it's money, of course it can be meichel. So there are two totally different types of chiyuvim here. Very important. The reason why you pay for an nezikin is not because it's a very important. People think that the reason why in Baba Kama, the reason why you pay is because you didn't watch your animal property and therefore you're a bad person and you have to get forgiveness. That would be kapara. That's not true. The reason why you have to pay is because you owe money. It's a monetary chiyuv. It's not a kapara dikatin. It's like when you borrow money, you have to pay. It's not because you did anything wrong. It's a monetary chiyuv. That's why the kavanos of the hazik and zeka, they all make for differences. The shita says it's just because there's more reason to be mechayiv. You take over almost the animal's chiyuv. So there's the world of kofar and the world of mazik are totally different. Mazik is for that you owe the money, while kofar is that you need forgiveness. Why do you need forgiveness? Because you were over in Aveira. So by kofar, it's a two-step process. First, you have to be over in Aveira. Because you're over in Aveira, therefore you pay kofar. By nezikin, it's nothing to do with being over in Aveira. You're responsible for your animal, therefore you have to pay. So it says like this, by mu'ed for Adam, we say mu'ed, it's very similar to Dr. Gawanta, that mu'ed Adam, mu'ed amino, the eno amino is like a suffix. Suffix, maybe it's a rive, it's not a vadai. So by Adam, we want to start out, are you over in Aveira? The animal didn't kill yet. Do you have an obligation to watch your animal that he shouldn't kill a person? Well, he was mu'ed adam, a behema. Yeah, well, mu'ed behema doesn't prove it conclusively. Well, there's a rive. So by iser, you go by rive. Right? In other words, what if the halacha is, we don't give malchus based on a rive, but what if the rive paskins a food oser and then you eat it? You do get malchus, because that's called huksek. Because first we're discussing the iser. Once the rove paskins the iser, then we act on it. So we have a shaita. This guy, your cow killed three behemoths. Now you come to Bezin. Bezin, am I obligated to watch this cow that doesn't kill a person? He didn't kill a person yet. I want to know hilkas yaradeya. Do I have a chiyuv to watch this animal that he shouldn't, they're in Aveira, that I have to watch this animal that doesn't kill a person? That's a Yoredeya Shaina. Yoredeya Shaina. We say, well, we go bus a rive. Yoredeya, you go bus a rive. There's a rive. Mu'ed Behema, Mu'ed Amino is probably a Mu'ed Adam. It's not conclusive. The Yoredeya Shaina. So therefore, you have an obligation to watch. Once we pass and you have an obligation to watch, now your animal goes and does it. Oh, so you were over the Aveira. You didn't keep your obligation. You have to pay kofar. By Nezikin, we're not mechayev you because you're over in Aveira. Where the Torah says you're obligated if your animal's a mu'ed, that creates a moministic achiev. So it's a shaida. I go to Bezin. It's a shayin in Hilchas Chayshim Mishpat. It's not a shayin in Hilchas Yaradeya. It's a shayin in Chayshim Mishpat. You don't rely on Rav. Rabbi Harry, you look like you're perturbed. Nothing sounds good. The question is it a money shayda or is it an Avera shayda? So the question is, in a certain sense, when do we clear the shayda? Do we clear the shayda before the damage or after the damage? If you're clearing the shayda after the damage, it's a money shayda. If you're clearing the shayda before the damage, it's an issa shayda.
That's a major knock to me. That means you're saying that really a person's obligated to be shomer and b'dieved.
No, let me just say it again, because I think people didn't get it. I think it's a very nice chat. I don't say this is a granat, but it's a little bit in the granat, half in the granat. When you're by Adam, there's a It's a halachic, it's kapara. It's kapara because you're over in Aveira. So first there's a shaita is there in Aveira. So the shaita really comes to Bezin before the animal killed Mr. Four. After he killed three behemoths, the shaita comes to Bezin. Is there an Aveira on me to watch? Is there a chiyuv, yoredeya, an Isser, that if I don't watch this animal, I'm over in Aveira? So that's an Isser shaita. Of course, we rely on Rav. Rav behemoths that kill behemoths are going to kill an Adam. So the Rav says that you have to watch it. Now, if you don't fulfill your obligation, once halacha paskins based on Rav, so it's the same if Rav would paskin something's chazer and then you eat it, you get malchus. Even though we don't rely on Rav for malchus, but it's hooksick. We paskined already. So once the Rav paskin that you have to watch it, if you don't watch it, you have to bring kapara. But by nizikin, I'm not over in Aveira when I don't watch my animal and it does hezek. I'm not paying for that Aveira. Maybe there is an Aveira, but that has nothing to do with Baba Kama. That's pay other than Baba Kama is not because of the Aveira. Baba Kama is because there's a monitor, your animal is like you. Your animal is an extension of you. And you have to pay for what your animal does. So now the Torah says that if your animal is a tam, you pay this amount. Your animal is a muad, you pay that amount. It's not because you did a bigger aveira. If they're a tam, maybe you're an ines. If it's not a tam, you're not an ines. So you're machayev because because you did the hezek. So now you have to know. You have a suffix. What is my obligation? Well, it's not conclusive. It's a muad because it's some animals muad a behemoth ain't a muad the adam, so it's a suffix. And if it's a suffix, so we can't be mechay of you. You don't like it?
If we're saying that it's not simply speaking, according to this analysis, if in the onset you're saying that there really it isn't a basis to say that it's muad la'adam.
Well, there's a probability. There's a rove.
But you're saying there's a rove saying that it's not a rove. It can be relied upon that it's not muad la'adam.
Well, then no, there's a rove that is a muad la'adam. I'm saying
again,
is a muad la'adam. Rove animals are not picky. There's a million animals that are picky. So Rav Mu'ad Behemoth are Mu'ad Adam. A Mi'ad Mu'ad Behemoth are not Mu'ad Adam. Rav Mu'ad Amino are Mu'ad Eino Amino. There's a Rav, the Rav says that most animals don't distinguish. And if they're a Mu'ad for one, they're a Mu'ad for the other. Mu'ad Amino, Mu'ad Eino Amino. There's a Mi'ad of animals that have a preference. So by Nezikin, which is a Hilchas Chesha Mishpat, okay, but there's a miyat is a miyat. Ain't okay, my mom and I can arrive. Maybe my animal has a preference.
And according to Shmuel, you're going to get the emotes. I'm saying if you hold Hokim the moment after a rove, be different.
Okay, but it's the same idea. Even Shmuel would agree that there's a certain level, probably, that it's that by mumming, you know, we don't go buzzer.
So okay, but I guess also, does that mean that lechatkila, you really are mechuyev to, I mean, as far as your obligation, you really would be mechuyev to prevent your
maybe, but the payment in Baba Kama is nothing to do with your obligation. That's a whole. That's not mesachtos Baba Kama. Right now, so let's say shidei shamayim because you were you didn't watch your animal, but Baba Kama, you see in Baba Kama. That's why Taibis the Gemara says kavanasal. I know that Zeka is an obligation. Why is it an obligation? If anything, it's a reason to pata you. It's harder to watch my animal. The Gemara says the opposite, Svara. Since it's Hanada Zeka, that was less poshea. The animal was more driven. But the Sashita says, because you're not paying because of your pshia, you're paying because it's like you and the animal become like one entity. So since you benefited, your animal benefited, so you gotta pay. So you're not paying for the Aveira. If you're paying for the Aveira, Hanada Zeka would make less, it would be a kula. Kavanos and Ahazik would be a kula, because it's harder to watch. The din, you're paying because you have to pay for what happened, not because you were poshea.
Even though there are shitas that you're chayav for the ishmira, right? You just remember saying it's not ta'avir or shabon, no?
Even if you're chayav for the ishmira, but it's not like kofar kapara. It's not to get forgiveness. Taisa says these nafkaminas that there's a mechila would not help by kofar and helps by nezikin. Taisa says that on, I think it's mem beis. I mean, he says he's two svaras, and kofar doesn't carry over to yarshim.
I hear. I just mean in terms of like the hanala zeka. So if you're high for the ishmira, so then
so it shows it's a different type of chiyuv. Kofar is for forgiveness, and therefore mechila is not going to help us. We don't pay attention. Look, it's an interesting type. It's a mem gimel on the bottom, next to the bottom. Taisis, my love, and mem gimel. He makes those two differences between kofar and nezikin. So therefore the rive, you know, we're saying muad abeima, it's very similar to Dr. Guanja's answer, but it's a little different. It's just Dr. was saying that the Torah has higher standards when it comes to Misa. And I'm saying why it's almost mukhlof that way, because we understand that by Behema, by Nezikin, it's a chaysha mishpat tekadin. Everybody knows in chaysha mishpat, we pass in ein hokim imam in acharayv. So if you don't have a conclusive proof, so of course you're not chayiv. But in kofar is a dim kapara. The question is, did you do an aveira here? So that's a yaradeya shaida. That's a shaida in hilkas iser. Are you obligated to watch your animal? So then you would go baser rife. Your day is shined as you go baser rife. So therefore, it's very logical. That's where the Rabbi Magid, the Kedmishah says it's lav, the anal klum. It's like it's, in that sense, it's a much better answer, because this answer is almost like it's mukhrok. It has to be. It's not like some fluky answer we're making up it's mukhlach. If you understand the nature of the two chiyuvim, it's mukhlach. By kofar, which is iser, so of course we're going to say mu'ad adam avi mu'ad behema. Mu'ad behema avi mu'ad adam. Because by iser, we go by right. By perik vav, which is mamin, of course, we're going to say mu'ad behema, lo avi mu'ad adam, because there we don't go baser raif. So it's not just a fluky svara, maybe svara, it's a mukhluk svara. And so that makes it much better.
Magid Mishnah have to hold up their own mamun?
Magid Mishnah, I was trying to cast a Mishnah.
Well, I was saying, he argues, presumably, right? So okay, if he had to come out saying he's going to say that kofar is mamash just straight nezikin?
I don't want to say that, no.
Well, if he's masters of the chutz, then why is he so bothered by the stira?
I don't know. Listen, I'm sure someone will come up with some svara why not 100%. But John, then he said the Kesa Mishnah, that he uses the Lashon, what is that, Shalom? Eno, what's his Lashon? I got another Lashon here. But that's because it's a clearly mukhlach difference. Because the one is I think that's the way you said, one's Yaradeya Shaila, means a Shaila in Hilchus Iser, and one's a Shaila in Hilchus Mamin. It's a Shaila in Hilchus Iser, you go by Rive. It's a Shaila in Hilchus Mamin, we don't go by Sir Rive. And Mu'ed Adam, Mu'ed Behema, Lo Ave Mu'ed Adam, is only because there's a Miet. Rive animals, Mu'ed Amino, Mu'ed Eno Mino. Okay, anyway, so I think it was tough, but I just mentioned...
Rebbe just says, these are one restatement. So, I mean, Rebbe kind of views what's considered shiar ones really as like an imposition, meaning that if the Torah obligate you, if the Torah obligates you and you didn't do it, then you're poshea. If the Torah didn't obligate you, then the fact that you didn't do it, you're not chayim.
Yeah, right. Okay.
As opposed to saying that Shia is, well, were you negligent? I mean, if it's negligence, it's negligence. If it's not negligence.
But you're not chayav for the Avera. The money is not as a, the main, I don't know, it could be you are negligent, but the.
If you're negligent on the result, then you're chayav.
The reason why you're paying is not midin, because we have to get you kapara for your Avera.
But the Avera is the Shia. The fact that.
The chayav is a Shia. But you're not paying because you did an Aveira. You're paying because the Torah says you have to pay. If the Torah says it's a chiyuv, it's a chayshem mishpat chiyuv. When you borrow money, you don't do any Aveira, but you have to pay. When you go to the store and you buy something, you have to pay. It's not because you did an Aveira. It's not kapara. There are certain chayshem mishpat things that obligate you to pay. When your animal does hezek, you have to pay. Even those people that say you need Shia, that's a Tanai, whatever it is.
It's still a requirement, though.
The Shia is not because of the Aveira. It's not, that's not what causes it, because you see that Taisus. It's a very clear difference. So if the Shia is for Aveira, then the Shia wouldn't help, and the Shia would not continue after you die, the Taisus says. So the chiyuv is not for the aveira. The chiyuv is a, it's like, this is what happened. When your animal gores, you have to pay. Now, we're not saying you're a bad person, but that's, you know, that's what it is. You know, you did this, you know, you no one's blaming you. No one's calling you names, but you got to pay. You got to pay. Your kid was playing baseball and he hit the ball and he broke my window. I'm, you know, you got to pay for it. That's it. Even though in halacha, maybe you don't, but you know, in the second accord, you would. No one's saying you're a bad person, but it's that tough luck. You know, you had a car and the car broke and the brake didn't work and you got into an accident. You got to pay. So so let's just review, because we have four different shatim. The Rabbi Seabrow's shot is that when an animal is malicious and he doesn't to kill, then he doesn't psychologically distinguish between men and women. Dr. Goanza's chat was that the Torah, since Misa is a worse thing, the Torah doesn't want Misa more than the Torah doesn't want Nezik. So the Torah raised the standard. Except that my question would just be like, how did the Rambam know? But okay, the Torah
that's
raised
it. The hardest, it's not external imposition. The idea is the person himself. Is there intuitive concerns or not? That's what governs.
Okay, I hear.
Sure, that's
Shia. I hear. Okay, fine. I hear. The cube shot, which is, you know, not like the Rabbi Magid, the Kesem Mishnah, is that the Rambam really means that you have to do it six times. You have to do three times to an Adam and then three killings. And the last shot, which is I think is probably the best shot. I can't, you know, have any gear, is that it's a Svara Mukrachas, because Mu'ad Amino, Anamud Anamino is a Safek. It's a Rav that you are a Mu'ad, a Mi'ad that you're not. So in Hilchus Chosh, when you're doing Mazik, it's a Chosh Mishpat Dikashayda. Chosh Mishpat, we don't rely on Rav. But by Kofer, the reason why you're Chayef Kofer is because you did an Avera. So we clear the Avera before your Mazik. We want to know, are you obligated? Are you obligated to watch? It's like with Quilchan of food. Are you allowed to eat this food? So that, and at that stage, we wouldn't go Buster Rav. It's not a Shaita. We wouldn't go Buster Rav. It's not a Shaita Mum, and it's a Shaita Isser. And once it's Paskin, then it's Hooksuk. Okay. All right. That was for our fun day. I hope it was fun. Okay. Shikayach, everyone.
Thank you. Bye. Thank you.